The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. Journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. Journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. Journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
I know I have bitterly disappointed all of you. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. I have a lot to atone for.
Faith does one's own religion, but must respect all major world religious traditions.
Islam is and must be an important part of the solution in confronting violent extremism.
Thank you for providing theology for clerical collar, white collar, and blue collar.
Well, normally on a Friday afternoon, we'd be doing listener email. We might do some listener email as time goes by. But we thought since this morning the big news story was Tiger Woods and his long-awaited apology. It really hasn't been that long. It's been a couple months since the news broke that he continued to break that he had had an extramarital affair, and then it turned into one or two or three and perhaps more than a dozen. And he went into rehab for sexual addiction, and he emerged briefly this morning to speak to the press. And when he did, after about 15 minutes, taking no questions, he returned to rehab to his family. What did you make of Tiger Woods' apology? Is it something that you consider completely irrelevant to your life? In other words, you just don't care about it? Or did you listen intently, listening for something in this apology that might give you some hope that he's really seeking forgiveness and not just trying to make things square with his sponsors and his fans? We're going to hear a little bit of that apology from Tiger Woods during Audio Open Lines here in the first hour of Issues Etc., and I want to hear from you. I want your reaction. Is this kind of thing necessary? What do you make of Tiger Woods' apology? Do you care? Should you care? And what did you find in his apology? There were some things in there I found rather refreshing. What did you find in there that may have disturbed you? 1-877-623-6943. It's Audio Open Lines for the first hour or so of Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, February the 19th. 1-877-623-6943, talkback@issuesetc.org, or you can Twitter us at @IssuesETC. After Audio Open Lines on Tiger Woods' apology, Issues Etc. blog of the week, then in the second hour of the program, Colleen Carol Campbell will join us. We'll talk about the influence of electronic entertainment and other media on our boys. Pastor Dick Fisher will join us after that to talk about divorce proceedings filed by the wife of televangelist Benny Hinn. And then, in the last half hour or so of the program, as usual on Friday, we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We have four Issues Etc. soundbites we've picked out. We're going to play them for you and want you to vote and tell us which one you think should be Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. talkback@issuesetc.org or Twitter us at @IssuesETC. Now, I want to hear from you on as we listen to Tiger Woods' apology. We've become accustomed to these things, haven't we? That when famous people, the celebrities, the glitterati, famous politicians are caught doing something after an appropriate amount of time, sometimes after an appropriate amount of denial, they turn around, they come out in public, and they apologize. Presidents have done it. CEOs of companies have done it. Movie stars have done it. Talk radio hosts have done it. Pastors, famous and less than famous, have done it. The public apology. There's something in our American psyche, something in our society that thrives on this kind of thing. In fact, I heard one commentator this morning say, he needs to do this because the American people expect this of their famous people and their role models. When they're caught, when they go to jail, when they their faults are exposed, the American people are a forgiving people. All they want to hear is, I'm sorry, I know that I messed up. And then the American people kind of experience a catharsis through this kind of public apology. Do you care? If you do, why? If you don't, please tell me why as well. And what's your general reaction to Tiger Woods' apology? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
Good morning, and thank you for joining me. Many of you in this room are my friends. Many in this room know me. Many of you have cheered for me, or you worked with me, or you supported me. Now, every one of you has good reason to be critical of me. I want to say to each of you, simply and directly, I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in. I know people want to find out how I could be so selfish and so foolish. People want to know how I could have done these things to my wife, Elin, and to my children. And while I have always tried to be a private person, there are some things I want to say. Elin and I have started the process of discussing the damage caused by my behavior. As Elin pointed out to me, my real apology to her will not come in the form of words. It will come from my behavior over time. We have a lot to discuss, and however, what we say to each other will remain between the two of us. I am also aware of the pain my behavior has caused to those of you in this room. I have let you down. I have let down my fans. For many of you, especially my friends, my behavior has been a personal disappointment.
We're listening to Tiger Woods' apology. I want your general reaction to this. Now, this apology actually goes on for about 14 minutes. That's rather long by way of celebrity apologies, but he's already said he's sorry to those he's harmed. Dealing with his wife on this is something he wants to keep between himself and his wife. No problem there. What has so far in the apology stuck out to you? Or do you even care? I want to hear from you. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. I know you have an opinion on this. Even if you say you don't care, that's an opinion too, by the way. 1-877-623-6943. And if you don't, I want to hear why. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc.
To those of you who work for me, I have let you down personally and professionally. My behavior has caused considerable worry to my business partners. To everyone involved in my foundation, including my staff, board of directors, sponsors, and most importantly, the young students we reach, our work is more important than ever. 13 years ago, my dad and I envisioned helping young people achieve their dreams through education. This work remains unchanged and will continue to grow. From the Learning Center students in Southern California to the Earl Wood Scholars in Washington, D.C., millions of kids have changed their lives, and I am dedicated to making sure that continues. But still, I know I have bitterly disappointed all of you. I have made you question who I am and how I could have done the things I did. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. I have a lot to atone for.
Now, Steve, I'm sorry, it's Mark who emails us here. He says, I don't know if you guys have ever done a show on this, but I used to listen to talk radio. Don't listen much more, not because I don't agree with conservatives on talk radio, but I just decided it wasn't good for me. Anyway, I listen to sports radio, which I often have to turn off because the sports personalities seem pretty liberal and I can't abide it. Anyway, the topic this morning was Tiger Woods' upcoming press conference where he will talk about his sex addiction. The callers are calling in to talk about their various addictions, alcohol, gambling, food, chaos, anger, sex. What used to be called sin is now called addiction. Sin is a reality. In our modern enlightened view of the world, we have rejected sin as a reality, but it's the most overwhelming attested to fact in the history and in my life. Although we reject sin, we must still deal with the consequences. So I sit here listening to the modern clerisy and the sports talk radio personalities trying to counsel their callers. Thank you very much, Mark, for your email. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Twitter us at issuesetc. I know that it's easy to bristle at the notion that anything can be an addiction. I think what's really hurt by that failure to distinguish between good old-fashioned sin or lack of self-control and genuine addiction is that there are things that are genuinely addictive, and then there are sins that we let get out of control or that we just don't want to stop. Let's make the distinction between the two. And of course, there's always a little bit of overlap, but I think what's hurt those who are hurt most are those who are truly addicted to something. When we say everything's an addiction, then those things that really are addictions, I think, are trivialized. And of course, in the process, sin itself is trivialized. What did you make of Tiger Woods' morning apology to the world? Who was he apologizing to? The people in the room? To you? Do you plan to forgive him? Who will forgive Tiger Woods? We'll hear more of his apology after this. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. St. John Lutheran, Springfield, Pennsylvania. Zion Lutheran, Detroit, Michigan. St. Paul's Lutheran, Long Beach, California. All Saints Lutheran, Charlotte, North Carolina. Redeemer Lutheran, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Shepherd of the Lake Lutheran, Garrison, Minnesota. Emmanuel Lutheran, Kansas City, Missouri. And Holy Cross Lutheran, St. Genevieve, Missouri. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click support. When your congregation joins the Issues Etc. 300, we'll advertise your congregation on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal. issuesetc.org, click support. The Issues Etc. 300.
For sinners only. You're listening to Issues Etc.
The latest edition of the online Issues Etc. journal is out. It contains an article I've written titled Legalism and License. How are these two really the same error? Find out with the latest Issues Etc. journal. You can also read about Pastor Brian Wolfmiller's journey from liberal Lutheranism and navel-gazing evangelicalism to the external promises of God in Holy Scripture. Get your copy of the latest Issues Etc. journal by sending your name and email address to journal@issuesetc.org.
Have you heard of the CLCC, the Confessional Lutherans for Christ's Commission? We're deeply involved in providing seminars to build up Christ's church with education and training for the laity. So far, we've held seminars on confessional topics at churches in Minnesota, Utah, Oregon, and Washington, and planning is underway to hold seminars in several other states coast to coast. Visit theclcc.org. Check us out. Get on the mailing list, or better yet, join us. See how your church can host a seminar, too. Go to theclcc.org.
Part of following this path, for me, is Buddhism, which my mother taught me at a young age. People probably don't realize it, but I was raised a Buddhist, and I actively practiced my faith from childhood until I drifted away from it in recent years. Buddhism teaches that a craving for things outside ourselves causes an unhappy and pointless search for security. It teaches me to stop following every impulse and to learn restraint.
That's Tiger Woods speaking in his morning press conference this morning, apologizing for his sexual dalliances and for letting everyone down, including his fans, his sponsors, his wife. Of course, we want to know what you think about Tiger Woods' apology this morning. It's Friday afternoon, February the 19th, audio open lines, issues, etc. Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at issuesetc. David is listening in Kansas City. Thanks for being patient, David.
Hey, no problem, Pastor Wilkin. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great. You know, I have no reason to doubt Tiger Woods' sincerity. However, what I pray for is that in some way that he will, in some point, hear the true message of the gospel. Because no matter how much he is sincere, no matter how much he follows whatever path of Buddhism and so forth, he is not truly hitting at the heart of the matter. Because not only has he grieved fans and so forth, but the law of God is written on our hearts. He has committed adultery. And that only through the saving work of Jesus Christ and trusting in that can he ever come to true repentance for what he has done.
David, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Kansas City as well. Well, we will hear him just a moment, as we did in that little bite in the bump out, that it was Buddhism that he's finally returning to, the Buddhism of his childhood. He wants to be able to overcome the desire for things outside himself and learn to control and stifle his desire to follow every impulse that he has. You know, this is a man of unimaginable means. He had the money and the influence and the fame to do anything he wanted to. We'll hear him admit to as much in just a few minutes. And he finds the answer, or at least he hopes to find the answer, in his childhood Buddhism. But he won't find forgiveness in Buddhism. He might find self-control, but not forgiveness. I asked that question before. Who's he apologizing to, and who needs to forgive him? What did you think of Tiger Woods' apology? Twitter us at issuesetc. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, right here in the studio, or give us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Steve in Tennessee via Twitter says, I think we should forgive Tiger, as we all need it desperately. Besides, says Steve, the Masters is coming up. Well, it's true. I don't think Tiger's going to be playing any PGA for a while. At least he said he might hope to get back sometime this year. Cheryl in Naperville, Illinois says, it's news because Tiger Woods is one of the most famous people in the world who has for so many years been seen as an example of good character and upstanding morals. I'm not a golf fan, never paid much attention to Tiger Woods, but in light of all that has happened, I think he did owe it to the public to make some sort of statement. It appears from the little that I have read that I may be in the minority, but I think that it was a pretty good statement. He repeatedly apologized, took responsibilities for his behavior. He asked the press to give him and his family room to work through this and not to ask for specifics about the various affairs, saying the only person he owed that to was his wife. I would agree with that, says Cheryl in Naperville, Illinois. Finally, she says, what I find terribly sad is that he is rededicating himself to his Buddhist faith and in some sort of misguided decision to try to be a better person. Obviously, what he needs is law and gospel. So sad, says Cheryl. Cheryl, thank you very much. Terry in Buffalo, Wyoming says, if Tiger is truly repentant, what he needs is the gospel and a savior. Sadly, all he gets is Buddha. Janelle says on Facebook, Tiger Woods' sins have no greater weight than my sins. We are all sinners. Only he knows if Tiger's seemingly sincere apology was from his heart. I pray for his family that it was. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. Twitter us at issuesetc or talkback@issuesetc.org. Now, that raises a question. I'll bring it up in just a few minutes. I want to hear more of Tiger. That raises a question about whether or not we take people like Tiger Woods. Let's just face it. Guys like Tiger Woods live on a different planet than we do. I mean, not literally, but in most every sense, they live in a different world entirely. The fame, the money, the insulation from consequences. From the time of his childhood, the adoration of millions. And we'll hear him say, look, in essence, it went to my head and I did whatever I wanted to do. And I thought I could. And I didn't take responsibility for it. And now I am. What do you make of his apology? Twitter us at IssuesETC, email us talkback at IssuesETC.org, or call 1-877-623-MYIE.
But there's one issue I really want to discuss. Some people have speculated that Elon somehow hurt or attacked me on Thanksgiving night. It angers me that people would fabricate a story like that. Elon never hit me that night or any other night. There has never been an episode of domestic violence in our marriage, ever. Elon has shown enormous grace and poise throughout this ordeal. Elon deserves praise, not blame. The issue involved here was my repeated irresponsible behavior. I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I did is not acceptable, and I am the only person to blame. I stopped living by the core values that I was taught to believe in. I knew my actions were wrong, but I convinced myself that normal rules didn't apply. I never thought about who I was hurting. Instead, I thought only about myself. I ran straight through the boundaries that a married couple should live by. I thought I could get away with whatever I wanted to. I felt that I had worked hard my entire life and deserved to enjoy all the temptations around me. I felt I was entitled. Thanks to money and fame, I didn't have to go far to find them.
This fascinates me. If you listen to what Tiger's saying, now granted, he takes his refuge in his childhood Buddhism, but listen to, if you will, the honesty of this confession, this public confession. This is a guy, I think, who understands, at least in some sense, why he did what he did. And I'm listening to him and I'm thinking to myself, this sounds like me. I don't have the hundreds of millions of dollars. I'm not insulated by an entire entourage of employees that cater to my every whim. I don't live in a big mansion. I don't have hundreds of millions of adoring fans, and I'm not on television. Virtually every week, my face is not recognizable on every continent on the globe. But when I hear Tiger Woods describe how he gets himself into the sinful situations he puts himself into, it sounds exactly like me. Minus the money, minus the fame, it sounds exactly like me. When he says, I didn't think the rules applied to me. I didn't think about who I was hurting. I thought only of myself. It could very well be a good Christian confession on a Sunday morning. Ben in Texas says, I found it interesting that he said he needed to stop relying on himself so much, yet he stated that he was going to get back to his Buddhism. Isn't Buddhism the ultimate me-centered religion? With Jesus, you get forgiveness. With Buddhism, you get to get back on the right track and center yourself. I'll take Jesus along with his death and resurrection, says Ben in Texas. Thank you, Ben. Jeff in Philadelphia says, Britt Hume was correct. Even according to the Buddhist religion, he has no ability to atone for anything. And according to our faith, only Jesus can atone for what any of us have done and will continue to do. Quite right, Jeff in Philadelphia. Thank you for listening there. Isn't this amazing? If you listen to the words of this man,
and you did not know that his answer to his sin is, you're right, Buddhism is the ultimate me-centered religion. In the name of eliminating self, Buddhism is all about self. It is all about going deeper within and finding ultimately the oneness that is the universe. It is the ultimate me-centered religion. But forget for a moment that he's taking his refuge in Buddhism. The quality of this confession is remarkable. It goes to show how one can recognize and diagnose the problem pretty well, but without the real solution. What Tiger seeks here, okay, his sponsors, they're going to forgive him sooner or later. He's the goose that laid the golden egg, and he probably will be again. His wife, I pray she does forgive him. I pray that their marriage does not dissolve over this. His friends, the people that work for him, that work with him, they'll probably forgive him too. But he needs a forgiveness greater than all of that, and Buddhism won't get it for him. We'll be right back.
And tell me what's wrong with me. Will somebody have mercy?
Issues Etc. relies on a small group of faithful supporters called the Issues Etc. Reformation Club. These people have pledged to become monthly or annual contributors to Issues Etc., and this allows us to budget our expenses more efficiently. Now, there are four levels of giving. The Confessor, $25 monthly or an annual gift of $250. The Apologist, $50 monthly or an annual gift of $500. The Reformer, $100 monthly or an annual gift of $1,000. And the Patron, $200 monthly or an annual gift of $2,000. Each Reformation Club member receives premiums like books, transcripts, and the I Have Issues t-shirt. You can join the Issues Etc. Reformation Club by contacting Craig. His email address, craig@issuesetc.org. Or you can call 618-223-8385. 618-223-8385. The Issues Etc. Reformation Club.
It's not about you. It's about Jesus for you. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, Executive Director of Life Issues Institute.
Megan Duke got more than she bargained for at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. last month. She did what I often do, stop in at the National Gallery of Art afterward. It's a great way to warm up. But two guards at the museum who didn't like her pro-life lapel pin told her she'd have to take it off if she wanted to come in. When Megan asked why, they said it was an issue of separation of church and state. They claimed her pin was a religious statement and not allowed in a federal building. These bullying guards decided to play Supreme Court for a day and were dead wrong about Megan's constitutional rights. Their supervisor agreed. Be on your guard. Don't let people bully you by denying your right to speak out for life.
For more information, visit our website at lifeissues.org. And stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
I know I have bitterly disappointed all of you. I have made you question who I am and how I could have done the things I did. I'm embarrassed that I have put you in this position. For all that I have done, I am so sorry. I have a lot to atone for.
That's Tiger Woods apologizing this morning on television, probably seen worldwide. I want your reaction to Tiger Woods' apology. It's Audio Open Lines, Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, the 19th of February. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, or Twitter us at IssuesETC. In the next hour of the program, after we pick blog post of the week near the end of this first hour, we'll be talking with Colleen Carol Campbell on the influence of entertainment and electronic media on our boys. Pastor Dick Fisher will join us. We'll talk about the divorce proceedings that have been initiated by the wife of televangelist Benny Hinn, and then we'll play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week.
That's a great time for you to call and vote for Soundbite, because we've got four Issues Etc. Soundbites all lined up for you. All you need to do is listen and then vote, 1-877-623-6943. Now, I want to come back to this, taking people like Tiger Woods and putting them in a different category so what happens with them doesn't matter. But I hear Tiger Woods confessing the same kind of self-centeredness that I practice every single day. While in terms of money and fame, he may live on a different planet than I do, or than you do, it sounds like he has the same problem I do. Granted, he had the ability to hire 10 hookers at once. But does it really matter how many hookers you hire after you've hired the first one? He had the ability to sustain extramarital affairs with 8 women at a time. All right? But does it really matter how many? Jesus says to look at a woman with lust in your eyes is to commit adultery with her. He doesn't say how many women, just a woman. Tiger Woods had the ability to act on his impulses in the way that most of us don't, because he had the money, because he was protected by the system that surrounds him, because he was not made accountable for the consequences of his action, because he's a celebrity. I remember my home pastor, dear man, often said, or maybe he only said it once or twice, but boy, did it stick in my mind. He said, often from the pulpit, there is no sin, no sin, of which I am not capable, given the right circumstances. I know some of you see Tiger Woods there apologizing. You say, I don't care about it. It has nothing to do with me. I think his wife cares. I'm sure in time his kids will care. Pretty darn sure Jesus cares. And when I hear a man like this making a confession, albeit one that ends with some of the saddest odes to Buddha you could ever hear, when I hear him making that confession, and it sounds like me, sounds like he's talking about Wilkin, it's hard for me not to care about something like that. I know my wife would care if it were me. I think she'd care a lot. 1-877-623-6943. Talkback at issuesetc.org.
I was wrong. I was foolish. I don't get to play by different rules. The same boundaries that apply to everyone apply to me. I brought this shame on myself. I hurt my wife, my kids, my mother, my wife's family, my friends, my foundation, and kids all around the world who admired me. I've had a lot of time to think about what I've done. My failures have made me look at myself in a way I never wanted to before. It's now up to me to make amends. And that starts by never repeating the mistakes I've made. It's up to me to start living a life of integrity. I once heard, and I believe it's true, it's not what you achieve in life that matters. It's what you overcome. Achievements on the golf course are only part of setting an example. Character and decency are what really count.
Now, here's where it starts to get sad. I mean, this is sad stuff. I think the world would look in and say the sad stuff was all of the admissions of his previous sins and transgressions, and say, now that's the sad part. Here comes the good news. He's going to try harder. He's not going to repeat the mistakes of the past. He's going to make amends. He's going to do everything he can to be a better person, to improve his character. But to me, I don't know. When I hear him confessing his sins, I'll be honest with you. Understanding sin as I do, as I think you do as well, on the basis of Holy Scripture, when you hear someone confess their sins, that's music to our ears. Sinners ought to be confessing their sins, and that includes all of us. We don't love the fact that we've committed these sins. We don't love the fact that others have committed these sins, but
to confess it is better than to hold it in. The sad part for me is to hear him talk about his resolve to do better. Not because he may not be able to pull it off. You know, he might be able to pull it off. This is a remarkable man. I mean, if only in terms of his athletic prowess, he's demonstrated he can do things no one thought he could do. His resolve, I imagine, is pretty strong. He might be able to pull it off. But the problem won't go away. What will he do? He won't have any more extramarital affairs. That's good. But the impulse behind them doesn't go away. And it's unaddressed. To resist sin is good, but it doesn't address the sin. To have sin forgiven, now that's real good news. And it's interesting that this apology, that in its apology itself is, I think, profound, when it comes to the solution, it just becomes profoundly sad. Stephen says, I'm wondering how I can get famous and which sin I can then commit so I can preach Christ in prime time. Obviously tongue-in-cheek. Kurt in Seattle says, I only read the text, seems sincere, cringed at the ad for Buddhism, wish he knew who really atones for sins. That's a good summary there. And I think, look, the sincerity is irrelevant. We cannot look into Tiger's heart. Let's make this point very clear. In terms of whether or not this is an apology that whoever is supposed to accept it should accept it, we have to take him on his confession. We cannot look into hearts. If he were making this confession before a Christian pastor in a Christian church, we have no place saying, all right, Tiger, let's see some sincerity. That is medieval Roman Catholicism. When someone comes confessing their sins and the person who's supposed to absolve them says, well, okay, that's good. It's good you say you're sorry, but prove it to me. Let's see some penance. Sadly, that's exactly what Tiger intends to do, is perform some penance by way of improving his self-control, none of which leads to forgiveness.
Parents used to point to me as a role model for their kids. I owe all those families a special apology. I want to say to them that I am truly sorry. It's hard to admit that I need help, but I do. For 45 days, from the end of December to early February, I was in inpatient therapy, receiving guidance for the issues I'm facing. I have a long way to go, but I've taken my first steps in the right direction. As I proceed, I understand people have questions. I understand the press wants to ask me for the details of the times I was unfaithful. I understand people want to know whether Elon and I will remain together. Please know that as far as I'm concerned, every one of these questions and answers is a matter between Elon and me. These are issues between a husband and a wife. Some people have made up things that never happened. They said I used performance-enhancing drugs. This is completely and utterly false. Some have written things about my family. Despite the damage I have done, I still believe it is right to shield my family from the public spotlight. They did not do these things. I did. I have always tried to maintain a private space for my wife and children. They have been kept separate from my sponsors, my commercial endorsements. When my children were born, we only released photographs so that the paparazzi could not chase them.
When we come back, we'll hear more from Tiger Woods' apology this morning. I want to hear from you. Still time for your feedback on Tiger Woods' apology. Give us a call.
1-877-623-MY-IE. Email us, talkback, at issuesetc.org, or Twitter us during this break at issuesetc. 1-877-623-MY-IE. Talk back at issuesetc.org or Twitter us at issuesetc. It's Audio Open Lines Friday.
The way that you do me, you know you've done got to me. Have mercy on me, baby, have mercy.
Here are two new ways to stay connected to Issues Etc., Facebook and Twitter. You'll find photos of in-studio guests at facebook.com/issuesetc, and you'll find a list of upcoming topics and guests on Twitter at issuesetc. Social networking for the thinking Christian, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc. Connect with fellow Issues Etc. junkies today, facebook.com/issuesetc, and on Twitter at issuesetc.
We've got nothing against bumper stickers, just bumper sticker theology, and we'd like to send you an Issues Etc. bumper sticker. You'll find the Issues Etc. logo, slogan, and website address. Simply send your request to Lutheran Public Radio, Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Please include a self-addressed stamped envelope. Good theology doesn't fit on a bumper sticker, but you can tell people where to find good theology, the Issues Etc. bumper or window sticker.
Others talk. We have something to say. You're listening to Issues Etc.
So what's the fad du jour at your church? Beth Moore, Rick Warren, post-emergent, pre-emergent, or some other move of the Spirit that hasn't quite hit you yet? At the Brothers of John the Steadfast, we're kicking it old school. And by old school, I mean the 1580 Book of Concord. Check out our website for a list of confessional study groups, or if you have one at your congregation, you can let us know. www.steadfastlutherans.com.
If you're a pastor or layperson in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, we have some timely resources for you. The leadership of the LCMS is proposing sweeping changes in structure and governance. These changes would further centralize power in the church's bureaucracy and decrease the voice of LCMS congregations and laity. You'll find show transcripts about these proposed changes and an updated list of questions for President Gerald Kishnick's task force. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen on Demand. Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's Friday afternoon, the 19th of February. We're talking about Tiger Woods' apology. I want to hear from you. What did you make of it? 1-877-623-6943. Email us, talkback at issuesetc.org. Paula says via Twitter, if Tiger diagnosed the problem but didn't come up with the right solution, did he really diagnose the problem or just diagnose symptoms? That's a good question. It's a very good question. I guess you could say if for him, Buddhism is the solution, working back from the solution. And in Buddhist terms, his problem was desiring things outside himself. Those are his words. That is, after all, the real dilemma for man in Buddhism, desire. Desire leads to suffering. The elimination of desire may not eliminate suffering per se, but it eliminates the self, and the self is the source of our problem. Once one realizes that the self is not, desire ceases, suffering ceases. So we're not talking about sin here. In a human sense, the reason I say that he's dead on with his apology is because, rightly understood, what he has said there, rightly understood, that is a good diagnosis of what sin is. The rules don't apply to me. I don't care how others are hurt. I care only about myself. I mean, that is a thumbnail definition of sin. Granted, he's couched it in Buddhist terms. So I think you're right, Paula, that he may be very close to a diagnosis in terms of the symptoms, but the real problem, that is sin, which has only one real solution, a sinless Savior, Jesus Christ, still eludes him. But it's hard to deny when you listen to him
I'll use this word advisedly, the quality of his confession is remarkable, especially when you compare it with other celebrity confessions. This is a guy who understands that he really did something, that he's responsible for it. The only thing he has wrong, at least in that narrow sense, is he thinks the answer lies inside Tiger 2, not outside Tiger.
However, my behavior doesn't make it right for the media to follow my 2.5-year-old daughter to school and report the school's location. They staked out my wife and they pursued my mom. Whatever my wrongdoings, for the sake of my family, please leave my wife and kids alone. I recognize I have brought this on myself. And I know, above all, I am the one who needs to change. I owe to my family to become a better person. I owe to those closest to me to become a better man. That's where my focus will be. I have a lot of work to do, and I intend to dedicate myself to doing it. Part of following this path, for me, is Buddhism, which my mother taught me at a young age. People probably don't realize it, but I was raised a Buddhist, and I actively practiced my faith from childhood until I drifted away from it in recent years. Buddhism teaches that a craving for things outside ourselves causes an unhappy and pointless search for security. It teaches me to stop following every impulse and to learn restraint. Obviously, I lost track of what I was taught. As I move forward, I will continue to receive help because I've learned that's how people really do change. Starting tomorrow, I will leave for more treatment and more therapy. I would like to thank my friends at Accenture and the players in the field this week for understanding why I'm making these remarks today. In therapy, I've learned the importance of looking at my spiritual life and keeping in balance with my professional life. I need to regain my balance and be centered so I can save the things that are most important to me, my marriage and my children. That also means relying on others for help. I've learned to seek support from my peers in therapy, and I hope someday to return that support to others who are seeking help. I do plan to return to golf one day. I just don't know when that day will be. I don't rule out that it will be this year. When I do return, I need to make my behavior more respectful of the game. In recent weeks, I have received many thousands of emails, letters, and phone calls from people expressing good wishes. To everyone who has reached out to me and my family, thank you. Your encouragement means the world to Elon and me. I want to thank the PGA Tour, Commissioner Fincham, and the players for their patience and understanding while I work on my private life. I look forward to seeing my fellow players on the course. Finally, there are many people in this room, and there are many people at home who believed in me. Today, I want to ask for your help. I ask you to find room in your heart to one day believe in me again. Thank you.
All right, that's Tiger Woods' apology in its entirety. Look, I know what a lot of people are saying. They've seen these celebrity apologies before, and they go right back to what they were doing before. He's not really sorry. He's not sincere. Are you? Do you want God to forgive you based upon how sincere you are when you apologize? I don't know about you, but I can't muster the kind of sincerity that my sin requires. So, is he sincere? I don't know. Are you? He's just sorry he got caught. Most of the time, so am I. Most of the time, if I can avoid getting caught, I can also avoid confessing it. Isn't that true for you too? Believe me, you do not want God to deal with you on the basis of your sincerity. If he does, none of us are getting any forgiveness. Our forgiveness from God comes because of Christ's sincerity, his perfect obedience, not ours. Christ's perfect life, not our resolve to live one. Christ's suffering for our sin, not our willingness to atone for our own. Here's why I have to care about this. And granted, if today came and went and I didn't hear the apology, I wouldn't have missed out on much. But having heard it, this is why I have to care. Tiger's problem is my problem. We have the same problem. He says, I need to be centered. No. He needs to be forgiven. So do I. He's a real human being. I might even say, he's a dirtbag. Those are the kind of terms we usually reserve for people who do the kind of things Tiger Woods does, right? But I think the only thing keeping me from having done the same thing from time to time is the fact that I'm not insulated from the consequences of my action the way he was. And I'm not able to go out and spend my way into a life of without consequence. He's a dirtbag, so am I. So are you. I know his wife cares. I know Jesus cares. Believe it or not, Jesus is listening to what Tiger Woods is saying there. Tiger is seeking his centeredness rather than his forgiveness. And so he's looking every place else but Jesus. But I think Jesus is watching the press conference this morning. I think he was concerned that Tiger not only is sorry for what he's done, but Jesus earnestly desires that Tiger find forgiveness in him and not just a better life in himself. You see this, I think one of the reasons we want to look away is because we don't want to see what's inside us. We don't want to see how bad it can really get when sinners have the means to do what they want to do. And I think it makes us realize that what keeps us from doing what we want to do all the time is not so much that we are less sinners than anyone else, but that we just don't have the means. And if we did, perhaps we would. What does Tiger need to hear? He needs to hear that Buddhism is a dead end that's only going to throw him back upon himself. And even if he can maintain his self-control, it will still rob him of eternal life and the forgiveness he seeks. And that there is one who substituted for him with a perfect life of obedience and goodness, Jesus. And with him, there is forgiveness, sure and certain. When we come back, hour two of Issues, Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues, Etc. Issues, Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues, Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.